Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to the Sunday School for Teachers. This is our weekly space to slow down, breathe, and realign our teacher hearts with the God who calls us, equips us, and walks with us into our classroom. And like I always say, I'm not a preacher. I'm just a teacher who's as flawed and messy as they come, trying to let God work through me. Because faith isn't something you only talk about on Sundays. It's something you live out Monday through Friday, right there with your students. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space created specifically for Christian educators, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to pause, reflect, and reconnect with the faith that fuels our calling. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But on Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this time to share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career. It's a calling. This isn't about preaching. It's about grounding. It's about perspective. It's about walking into Monday reminded that you don't do this work alone. Jesus walks into your classroom with you. Before we get into today's story, I want to pause and share three things I'm thankful for. Ground myself in gratitude here. First thing that I'm thankful for was I was thankful that I was able to travel 5 hours one way to pick up a car with my daughter, a different vehicle that's safer and more reliable, and that my daughter and I made it home. My daughter actually drove her car back 5 hours, 350 miles. Driving back after picking it up, we ended up driving there. We were kind of ended up in kind of some blizzard type of weather with some blowing on the interstate. Very low visibility, snow coming down. Boy, that kind of driving reminds me of how grateful you are when you when we arrived there safely, and by the time we came back after purchasing the car, the weather had calmed down, and I'm thankful for that. And I was so thankful that we made it home safely, my daughter and I, late last night. Second thing I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for lattes. I'm actually starting to drink them. I don't know if I should. I don't know. I think there's a lot of sugar in them, so maybe I should do some more sugar-free ones. But they give a little pick-me-up when I really need one. They have an interesting taste, so I started to drink them more. Third thing that I'm thankful for is for warm clothes. With how cold it was during our travels yesterday, those extra layers made all the difference. All right, let's jump into today's story. Today's episode is called The Lost Sheep. Every child is worth the search. So our story, it comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. It says, Jesus shared... So, a little background, y'all. So, Jesus shares this parable while people are questioning who he spends his time with, especially those considered lost or unimportant. Here's the summary of it. Jesus tells a simple but a powerful story. A shepherd has 100 sheep. One of them wanders off. Instead of saying 99 is good enough, the shepherd does something unexpected. He leaves the 99 and he goes after the one. He searches through rough terrain. He keeps walking. He doesn't stop until he finds it. And when he does, he doesn't scold the sheep. He doesn't shame it. He doesn't lecture it. Y'all, he lifts it up. He places it on his shoulder and he carries it home. And then he celebrates. Jesus ends by saying there is more in heaven. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who don't need to. I'm going to say that again, y'all. Jesus, he ends it by saying, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who don't need to. This parable, it isn't really about sheep, y'all. It's not. It's about people. And for us, it's about students. See, every teacher knows the one. The student who acts out, shuts down, disappears quietly, pushes everyone away, struggles academically or emotionally, makes the day harder. It's easy to focus on the 99, the kids who are engaged, who are compliant, successful, and moving along. But Jesus, well, he reminds us the one matters, the one who wanders, the one who struggles, the one who tests your patience, the one who makes you tired, right? The shepherd didn't go looking because the sheep was bad. He went looking because the sheep belonged to him. Teachers, when you check in, when you refuse to give up, when you offer grace instead of frustration, you are reflecting the heart of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean you neglect the 99. It means you don't forget the one. Here are some practical classroom connections here and here with what the lost sheep looks like in real classrooms. First, notice who's drifting. Some students, they don't act out. They fade out. Be willing to interrupt the plan. Sometimes connection matters more than curriculum. Don't label the sheep. Jesus didn't call it the problem sheep. It was still his. Carry before correcting, support. Think about caring the sheep, the shepherd carrying the sheep, y'all. Support opens hearts. And celebrate progress. See, small steps matter more than we realize. You may never know the full impact of your care, but heaven notices. As I do a reflective closing here, Jesus didn't say the lost sheep wasn't worth the effort. He said it was worth the search. Teachers, your patience, it matters. Your presence matters. Your willingness to notice matters. Every child is worth the search. Every child is worth the time. And every child is worth the love. Will you pray with me? Lord, give me your eyes for the students who wander, struggle, or slip through the cracks. Help me to never give up on the ones who need me the most, God. When I feel tired, give me strength. When I feel frustrated, give me compassion. And when I don't know what to do, help me love like you do. Amen. Y'all, as you head into your week here, remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.